இவற்றை தம் கேசித் அந்யத்ர அந்ய தர்மாத்யாஸ இதி வதந்தி. கேசித் அந்யத்ர அந்ய தர்மாத்யாஸ இதி வதந்தி. கேசித் மீன்ஸ் சம் பீப்புள். தீஸ் ஆர் கால்ட் அந்யதாக்யாதிவாதின்ஸ். அந்யதாக்யாதிவாதின்ஸ். சோ வாட் தே டு இஸ் வாட் தே சே இஸ் அந்யத்ர ஆன் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். தட் மீன்ஸ் ஆன் சுக்தி. அந்ய தர்மாத்யாஸ. அந்ய தர்மா மீன்ஸ் தேசாந்தரஸ்த ரஜத தர்மா. ஸோ தர்மா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், யூனோ தர்மா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஸோ தி பௌத்த லாங்குவேஜ் இட் இஸ் தர்மா மீன்ஸ் பதார்த்தம் பாவம் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஸோ வாட் திஸ் சே அந்யத்ர மீன்ஸ் ஆன் தி சுக்தி, ஆன் தி அதர் மீன்ஸ் சுக்தி, ஆன் ஒன் த சுக்தி யு சீ தி அதர். அந்ய தர்மா அனதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் தட் இஸ் த ரஜதா த சில்வர். ஸோ தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் யூ சீ இஸ் தி சில்வர் விச் இஸ் எல்ஸ்வேர். தட் மீன்ஸ் ரியல். ஸோ தி கிரவுண்ட் இஸ் ரியல், த சுக்தி இஸ் ரியல், அண்ட் தி ரஜதா இஸ் ஆல்சோ ரியல். ஆபண தேசஸ்த தேசி. திஸ் இஸ் அந்யதா கியாதிவாதி இன் அய்யாயிகா அண்ட் வைசேஷிகா. So they somehow manipulated to say that this person is seeing the rajata, the silver of the marketplace here. So by saying that anya dharma, so this anya shukti is real and that the marketplace silver is real, therefore there is nothing unreal here. There is some confusion, what to hai, but unreal is not the point. So that way they maintain the reality. They don't allow the mithyatva to take roots. That is how they argue. Their argument is obviously wrong, but then that is how they talk. These are called anyathakhyativadi. Then there is another group of people, they are called atmakhyativadins. This definition applies to them also. So what they say, ఆత్మఖ్యాతివాది ఆల్సో కాల్ అన్యథాఖ్యాతివాది. అన్యథాఖ్యాతివాది ఆత్మఖ్యాతివాది బోత్ ఆర్ ఇంక్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ వాక్య. ఆత్మ మీన్స్ క్షణిక విజ్ఞాన ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆత్మ. సో ది శుక్తి జ్ఞానం ఇదం జ్ఞానం ఈస్ దేర్. ఇదం రజతం, దిస్ ఈజ్ రజత. సో ఇదం జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ విజ్ఞాన, ఇజ్ క్షణిక విజ్ఞాన. దేర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ లైక్ ఇదం బిఫోర్ యూ. దీస్ ఆర్ ఐడియలిస్ట్స్, యూనో. There is no idam other than the cognition of idam, vijnana. Idam vijnana is the only truth. There is no idam other than idam vijnana. Therefore, idam vijnana is there, and then rajata vijnana is there. So, these people accept only jnanadhyasa. They don't accept arthadhyasa. They are jnanadhyasa people, kshanika vijnana vadins. Whereas Nayayikas are Arthadhyasa people. For them, the real, everything is real. The object is real, outside real. Therefore, they talk of Arthadhyasa. So, their Arthadhyasa is the Shukti Artha is there, Shukti object is there. The Rajata object is also equally real. Shukti is real. So, Rajata is real in the sense that what he sees is the Rajata of the marketplace. Therefore, they talk of a real object seen on a real object. That is the adhyasa. Sati sataha adhyasaha. Now, coming back to kshanika vijnanavadi, for him, there is no artha adhyasa. There is only jnana adhyasa. Therefore, what he, how they present it is, idam jnana is there, and rajata jnana is there. Idam jnana is here, rajata jnana is here. forget about the outside. There is no outside. Both jnanas are here. And idam jnana is unreal. Because it is kshanika vijnana vada. Kshanika, it is just a bleep bleep consciousness, idam idam consciousness, and it comes and goes. And therefore unreal. Rajata jnana is also unreal. Therefore asati asataha khyatihi. So that is once again the argument, the language of the vakya fits anyatra anyadharma vabhasa anyatra idam jnane kshanika kshanikamaya the idam jnana which is kshanika that acts as the ground and anyadharma means the rajata dharma jnana the vijnana which is in the form of rajata the object rajata is superimposed. Therefore it is entirely subjective idealism and there are khyati which is called atma khyati that is also covered in this definition. Okay, you followed the definition. Anyatra anyadharma vabhasaha anyadharma adhyasaha iti vadanti. We will refute it later. First let us see what is the viewpoint. Then the second. కేచిత్తు యత్రయదధ్యాస తద్వివేకాగ్రహ నిబంధన భ్రమ ఇతి. సో దిస్ కేచిత్ దీస్ ఆర్ ది మీమాంసకాస్. సో దీస్ మీమాంసకాస్ వాట్ దే సే. ఓకే బిఫోర్ కమింగ్ టు మీమాంసకాస్ I will say like this. The anyatha khyati, so what they say is apanastha rajata anyatha khyati nayayikas. The apanastha rajata, the silver in the marketplace, it appears on the shukti due to a defect in the eyesight, netra dosha. So somewhere he has to put defect, you know. So instead of saying an unreal rajata, instead of saying the rajata is unreal, he says due to the defect in the eyesight, netra dosha, the apanastha rajata is seen in silver, in shukti. Therefore shukti is real, rajata is real. Then there is another way. So the Ramanujacharya and some of the later Nayayikas, they say certain real elements of this rajata, the elements of real rajata are there in this shukti also. How rajata elements are here? Everything is everywhere. The elements like vapor pressure, you know, in physics there is a concept called vapor pressure. This sofa will have a vapor pressure. And they will give the value also, some 10 to the power of minus 11, some units. That is the vapor pressure of this sofa. Even I will have some vapor pressure. Like that, that means a few molecules of this entity, they go out of the entity and they hover in the atmosphere. And then the molecules, they move all the time back and forth, therefore they exert some pressure, however microscopic it is, and you can measure it. So similarly, everything is everywhere. Certain elements of the apanastha rajata, they are everywhere. The silver will have some vapor pressure, you know, so that the silver vapor is everywhere. And so that is here also. That is responsible for seeing rajata here. Like that, they say there is some rajatam there. Then one person told them, why not extract some rajatam from there? Just collect all the shells and extract a little rajatam and show me. Some rajatam, you collect a million shells and extract 1 gram of rajatam and show, then we will accept your principle. So, like that. That is anyatha khyati. Now, coming to the second vakya, kechittu. Kechittu means on the other hand, kechittu. This is akhyati. Akhyati means they don't accept any error. There is no error. These mimamsakas, you know, their problem I will tell you, their motive I will tell, then you will appreciate what they say. For the mimamsakas, you see, they don't accept jnanadhyasa at all. Because they are shabda pramanavadins. Shabdam is pramanam. Shabdam means the Veda shabdam. Veda shabdam is pramanam. The words in the Veda are pramana. But then Jaimini has a statement. The words in the Veda are same as the words in the loka. A sutra is there. Otherwise problem will come. Otherwise what happens? Suppose the Veda says offer a flower to the god. పత్రం యూసే ఆర్ పుష్పం యూసే దట్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ ది వేద ఈజ్ ఇట్ సేమ్ యాజ్ ది వర్డ్ ఇన్ ది లోక ఆర్ నాట్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి సేమ్ యాజ్ ది వర్డ్ ఇన్ ది లోక అదర్వైజ్ యూ కెనాట్ గెట్ ఎనీ మీనింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టేట్మెంట్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది వేద షుడ్ మీన్ ది సేమ్ యాజ్ ది కరస్పాండింగ్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది లోక దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ హీ హాజ్ ఎ ఫిలాసఫీ హీ హాజ్ ఎ రూల్ ఫర్ ఇట్ సో దెన్ దట్ మీన్స్ ది వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది లోక ఆర్ ఆల్సో ప్రమాణ therefore there and if the word is pramana that means the knowledge given by the word must also be real then only the word will be real suppose the word gives erroneous knowledge that means jnanam is asatyam then this asatya jnanam is caused by what words and therefore words become asatya so they say jnanam is satyam word is satyam there is no asatya at all there is no asatya they don't accept asatya then there is an experience in the world this person told untruth like that how do you account for it they say they have a very very interesting argument I was really wondering what an argument it is so they give an example like this Jaimini Maharshi and Shabara Bhashyam Shabara Swami has written Bhashyam so he says one person was going somewhere then another gentleman came and told him in Shabara Swami's words nadyas tire panchaphalani santi that is what he told means on the river bank there is a tree and there are five fruits to that tree that is the message he gave to this person and immediately this person ran to the river bank and went to the tree and found no fruits there are no fruits then he came back and told this person you told me an untruth then that person tells there is no untruth in what I said how because nadyah I used the word but in what knowledge you got of the river is it untrue no tire the word what knowledge it gave to you on the bank that is correct only correct the word tire gives the knowledge and the correspondence is clear there is no satyam in it pancha I said what information what knowledge what cognition you got five that is true pancha means five phalani means fruits santi means are so the word mean what the word I spoke and what the meaning you got there is a perfect correspondence between the two so where is the error in it there is no error మధ్యాస్తి దిస్ ఈజ్ మీమాంస దెన్ యూ అకౌంట్ ఫర్ ది ఎర్రర్ సమ్వేర్ సో లైక్ నేత్ర దోష యాజ్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ బై ది నయ్యాయికాస్ ద మీమాంస కాస్తే ది ఎర్రర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది పురుష బుద్ధి ది అసత్య ది ఫాల్స్హుడ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్సన్ దట్ ఫాల్స్హుడ్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్సన్ దట్ ఈజ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ ఆన్ ది వర్డ్ Which is true? Asatya is in the mind of the person. He is the asatya person. And now the words spoken by him, they are doing their job. They are not doing anything other than what they are supposed to do. They are supposed to convey a particular meaning and they conveyed that only. One, not an iota this way, that way. Therefore the words are real. They are pramana. They are not doing anything wrong. It is the falsehood of the person's mind that is superimposed on the words. Therefore, there is no error in jnanam. In any jnanam, they don't accept error. Now, what to do with the rajata jnanam? So, their argument is like this. In the case of rajata jnana, when you see rajatam in shukti, now there is what jnanam there idam jnanam this cognition is it satyam or asatyam satyam idam jnanam is satyam then the rajata jnanam as such rajata jnanam here this is rajata or not that you keep it aside rajata jnanam as such is satyam or asatyam satyam And so, there are two cognitions now, idam cognition, rajata cognition. In itself, idam cognition is true. in itself rajata cognition is true. Therefore, what is error in it? There is no error. But then there is a confusion here. Brahma is there, mistaking one for the other, that kind of thing is there. That confusion is in the Purusha Buddhi. The Purusha Buddhi is misbehaving here. It is not that the Jnana is false. It is the Purusha Buddhi which is creating a falsehood. How? The Purusha Buddhi should not connect idam Jnana to Rajata Jnana. It should keep them disconnected. They are disjoint. Disjoint is the word? Disjoint. They should not be connected. Because idam is not rajatam. Idam is not rajatam. Therefore, idam jnana is idam jnana. Rajata jnana is rajata jnana. They are not connected. That is clean. But the connection is wrong. And the connection, the jnanas are not connecting themselves. The Purusha Buddhi is connecting them. Therefore, the whole falsehood is in the Purusha Buddhi. The jnanam is clean. Therefore, there is no jnanadhyasa at all. They don't accept jnanadhyasa. What a argument they have. Now you look at the vakya. Kechittu. Tu means on the other hand. These are akshyativadas. They don't accept any error at all. Yatra yatra.
This does not seem to pose a problem for us.
They
are essentially admitting that there is an error happening.
Error, they say, the jnanam is not erroneous. That is what they say. The jnanam is not erroneous. That is their argument. We will come to it. We have to refute it. Otherwise, if jnanam is not erroneous, then there is no ajnana at all. And if there is no ajnana, then Vedanta Shastra has no relevance. That is what they mean it. They mean it that. They are Shabda Pramana Vadins. So Jnanam, they don't accept it. Because if you say Jnanam is erroneous, then Shabda becomes erroneous. And so that is not acceptable to them. Anyway, we will see that. So Yatra Yadadhyasaha. Yatra means on which. Yadadhyasaha means the superimposition of which. So Shuktau Rajatadhyasaha. Yachadda is used like that. Shuktau Rajatadhyasaha. So this adhyasa is nothing but Brahma. Brahma means it is a mix-up. Mix-up of what? Tad Viveka Agraha Nibandhanaha Brahmaha. The Brahma, the mix-up or the error has its basis. Nibandhana means cause. Has its cause in Viveka Agraha. Failure to distinguish. Agraha means not catching. Means not catching the distinction. Viveka Agraha. So the Purusha Buddhi failed to catch the distinction between idam jnana and rajata jnana. Idam jnana is satyam. Rajata jnana is satyam. Both are satyam. As long as they are kept distinct, there is no error at all. That distinction, the person is unable to catch hold of that distinction. So his failure to catch the distinction, Viveka, Agraha, is responsible, Nibandhanaha, for the erroneous perception, Brahmaha. So as such, there is no adhyasa. Jnana are clean. So they don't accept adhyasa. So, and now they say, so how they explain it a little more like this. There are two jnanas here. One is idam jnana. Idam jnana is not shukti jnana. See, this is also one point you should notice. First, idam jnana happens. And if that idam jnana is connected to shukti jnana, then it is clean. If the idam jnana is not connected to shukti jnana, and then you bring some other jnana from smriti, that rajata jnana has originated from memory. And so that smriti nibandhana rajata jnana, means the rajata jnana which has originated from the smriti, and the idam jnana which is caused by the perception, they should have remained separate, distinct. And so, as long as they remain distinct, there is no error in that.
So as such the jnanas are clean. There is no error in this jnana or in that jnana. But there is a dosha. The dosha is a sadrushya dosha vashat. So there is a sadrushyam, similarity. And because of that, the smriti, purva rajata smriti is there. Purva rajata smriti jnana is confused with idam jnana. And therefore, both jnanas are correct. Now, when I refute it, I will remind this point again. What are the two jnanas here? Idam jnana and the purvanubhuta, purvadrushta rajata jnana. That is smriti jnana. Exactly this khyati alone is negated by saying smriti rupaha. By bringing in the word rupa, this khyati, this akhyati is going to be negated. Because he says there are two jnanas. One is idam jnana, the other is purvanubhuta rajata jnana. These are the two jnanas. And between these two jnanas, there is, due to some mistake in the human mind, the distinction is lost. And therefore, brahma is there. This is how they say. Its refutation I will tell. First, let us see what he says. That means, ultimately, both jnanas are satya, only viveka is missing. As such, jnanas are satyam only. Therefore, when jnanas are satyam, that means jnana adhyasa, the adhyasa of jnanas is not there. Therefore, they have not accepted jnana adhyasa. Okay. Yeah, he also wrote very well. As such, just I am repeating myself for my own satisfaction. As such, idam jnanam is a pratyaksham. What is wrong in it? And then rajata jnanam is just a memory of the earlier rajata. What is wrong in it? They know that this is wrong nor that is wrong. Only viveka is missing. The bheda must have been, the person should have caught, person should catch hold of the distinction between the two. He failed to do that. And therefore it is called Brahma by people. As such there is no jnanadhyasa. People call it Brahma. Otherwise there is no jnanadhyasa. Anyetu yatra yadadhyasaha tasyaiva viparita dharmatva kalpanam achakshate iti. This anyetu means shunyavadis. Shunyamatam it is. So, you see these vachyas are tough to explain. Shankara's bhashyam, especially Adhyasa Vashyam, is difficult in the sense that if you carefully look at it, you have to struggle with it and explain. And Tikakaras help a lot. Once the Adhyasa is over, things become easier. Anyway, Yatra Yadadhyasaha. So, on Shukti, the Adhyasa of Rajata is there. Then, so, Viparita Dharmatva Kalpanam Achakshate. So, what happens is the Shukti is there. And for the Shukti only, the Shukti only is there, for that they are imputing the wrong object to it. For the Shukti Jnanam alone, they are imputing the wrong object. I'll tell you how it is. Now, you see, Rajata, is it real or false in the outside? It is false. There is no Rajata. In the outside. It is asat. Then there is rajata here inside. Even that rajata is also asat. Because for them everything is asat. Because shunyam is the sat. Therefore, what about so shukti? Shukti, bahya shukti is asat. And the shukti which is inside as cognition, that is also asat. Everything is asat. Therefore, asat shukti is there. And the properties of asat rajata are imputed to the asat shukti. That is how they present it. So, yatra yadadhyasaha tasyaiva viparita dharmatva kalpanam. So, tasyaiva means asat shukte reva. The non-existent shukti is there, ఫర్ దట్ ఎలోన్ దే ఇంప్యూట్ ది నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ది అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ రజత. దట్స్ ఆల్. సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ దే ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. ఓకే, అధిష్టానస్య శుక్త్యాదేహే విపరీత ధర్మత్వ కల్పనాం విపరీతో విరుద్ధో ధర్మ యస్య విపరీత ధర్మ తద్భావ తస్య రజతాదేహే అత్యంత అసత కల్పనాం ఆచక్షతే ఇత్యర్థ. సో శుక్తి ఇస్ దేర్ ఆన్ శుక్తి దే ఇంప్యూట్ టు ఇట్ ఆర్ దే సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్ అపాన్ ఇట్ అటర్లీ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ రజత. సో ఇఫ్ నేదర్ అవుట్ సైడ్ నార్ ఇన్ సైడ్ if rajata is altogether non existent then what about shukti? That is also altogether non existent. Therefore altogether non existent shukti is the adhisthanam and altogether non existent rajata is superimposed on it. This is shunyavadis mata and this is there is a name for it. This is called asat khyati. Both are asat. So shukti is asat and viparita dharma means the object which is not shukti, which has attributes which is, that has nothing to do with the attributes of shukti, that means altogether a different object, that is this is rajata, even that is asat, and therefore one asat becomes the ground for superimposition of another asat. This is their argument, shunyavadi's argument. Okay, then you see, first let us say anyatha khyati vada. So the rajata of the apana of the marketplace is seen on the shukti. It is not possible because the marketplace rajata cannot exist on shukti. And then if you take the jnana situation, the idam jnana cannot have any elements of rajata jnana. How it can have? Basically the idam jnana has elements of rajata jnana because everything is everywhere. Therefore that kind of a superimposition is possible, that is not acceptable. Therefore anyatha khyati is altogether rejected. There are elaborate arguments also. If you take Bhamati etc., they bring in other situations. As I already mentioned, idam rajatam he is saying, and you say this rajatam that is seen here, it is same as the rajatam that is in the marketplace. How the distance is covered now? The desha is there in between, that separates the rajatam seen here and the rajata in the marketplace. This is separate. They are, these two rajatas are separated by a distance. Idam is separated by the market rajata by a distance of 2-3 miles. How this distance is covered, you tell me. So like that arguments are taken up. And so anyatha khyati is not accepted. Also anyatha khyati is very loose argument. It just the motive is very clear. They don't want to accept mithya. Therefore they are somehow trying to bring some reality to that rajata. That is their motive. And so that is wrong and it is against all accepted norms of experience. It is against because nobody sees the marketplace rajata in the shukti, that is against all experience, so that is not acceptable. Then vivekagraha, this akshati vadins, you know, so that is also not acceptable because you see, to say that brahma, when there is brahma, when there is an erroneous perception, you say there is no mistake in jnanam at all, jnanam is clean all the way, yet the perception is erroneous. So that kind of a situation, and you just somehow manage to bring the error without touching the jnanam, keeping the jnanam clean and without accepting any ajnana, you want to work out this brahma. It is not possible. Mimamsa won't accept ajnana. You know why? If you accept ajnana, then ajnana of what? Ajnana of myself. Then if there is ajnana of myself, then what I take to be myself presently is all wrong. So I am presently taking myself to be karta bhokta and ananda is outside of me, some basic ajnana. And if this is ajnana or not, దిస్ ఈజ్ అజ్ఞాన. ఇఫ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అజ్ఞాన దెన్ ది ఎంటైర్ మీమాంసక మత విల్ కొలాప్స్, బికాస్ దిస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి జ్ఞానం. హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ హెవెన్. మీమాంసక మీన్స్ స్వర్గవాది, యూనో. సో హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ హెవెన్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ది పర్సన్, అండ్ ది పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఎ కర్తా భోక్త, అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ కర్మాస్ బెటర్ ఎంజాయ్డ్ బై ది వేదా అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ది హెవెన్. సో సంథింగ్ లైక్ హియర్ ఆర్ హియర్ ఆఫ్టర్, వాట్ ఎవర్, దట్ ఈస్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ కర్మవాద. అండ్ నౌ యూ సే ది పర్సన్స్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ రాంగ్, దెన్ ది కర్మ హ్యాస్ నో బేసిస్. దెన్ వాట్ అబౌట్ జగత్? ది పర్సన్స్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ జగత్ మస్ట్ బి రైట్ ఫర్ కర్మ టు హ్యావ్ ఎనీ బేసిస్ వాట్స్ ఎవర్. వాట్ ఈస్ కర్మ? యూ ఆఫర్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ ఇన్ ఫైర్. నౌ ఫైర్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ, ఆబ్లేషన్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ, ది పర్సన్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ. లైక్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ దెన్ ది ఫైర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫైర్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఫైర్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ ఫైర్ ఈజ్ ఫస్ట్, ఫైర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫైర్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ హావ్ టు సే బ్రహ్మ. యు సీ ది స్టేట్మెంట్స్ షుడ్ బి వెరీ క్లియర్, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ లీడ్స్ టు ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్. యూ కెనాట్, శంకరా సేస్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్, యూ డోంట్ గో అబౌట్ సేయింగ్ గౌరశ్వః కౌ ఇస్ హార్స్. కెన్ యూ సే లైక్ దట్? కౌ ఇస్ హార్స్, కెన్ యూ సే లైక్ దట్? వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్? దెన్ ఫోర్ వెన్ యూ సే ఫైర్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ, ఫైర్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ వాట్? లైక్ కౌ ఈజ్ హార్స్, వట్ డూ మీన్ బై దట్? ఫైర్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మ హ్యాస్ సమ్ మీనింగ్, ఫైర్ హ్యాస్ సమ్ అదర్ మీనింగ్. నౌ యూ కమ్ అండ్ సే ఫైర్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మ. ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ సేయింగ్ డాగ్ ఈజ్ హార్స్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టబుల్. దెన్ హౌ టు సే? ఫస్ట్ యూ సే ఫైర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫైర్. వట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఫైర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫైర్ మీన్స్? Fire is not a real thing, it is an appearance. First you say that. Then, having established the drishyamanata, michyatvam, it appears as fire. In real terms, it is not fire, it is an appearance. It is not real. And then the question comes, what is real? Brahma is real. Like that you have to proceed. Unless you negate, unless you, badha must be there. Badha negation, without negation, the statements become very problematic. Therefore, it is not acceptable. Therefore, in you saying that there is no error at all, so it is just a complicated mechanism that is happening in the mind, that failure to grasp the distinction, etc. So like that you try to explain even the error, as though it is not error, it is not acceptable. There is a clear-cut error in the cognition. It is an error of the cognition. It is a cognition error. Jnana adhyasa it is. And if there is a jnana adhyasa, then the basis for that is ajnana. If there is ajnana, then the jnanam becomes relevant. The Vedanta Shastra becomes relevant. What is their problem in not accepting ajnana? If they accept ajnana, then jnanam is ajnana nivartakam, not karma. అండ్ కర్మణ అజ్ఞానం నివర్త్యతే ఇస్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టబుల్. దేర్ ఫోర్ అజ్ఞానం, ఇఫ్ యూ ది మూమెంట్ యూ యాక్సెప్ట్ అజ్ఞాన, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ కమ్. దెన్ ది బేసిస్ ఫర్ కర్మ గెట్స్ షేకెన్. సో దే డోంట్ వాంట్ ఇట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దే డోంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ అజ్ఞాన. సో ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ అజ్ఞాన, దెన్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ జ్ఞానాధ్యాస. సో దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కరెక్ట్. So it is a wrong motive that makes you talk like that. It is not acceptable. Then the other thing is shunyatve pratyakshatva yogat. So Shankara says, so what he says is, suppose asati asataha adhyasaha. So non-existent is the ground for superimposition of the non-existent. If that is the case, now how this adhyasa happened, how did it began, the adhyasa? The person saw the shukti, then there is pratyaksha, that idam is there. Okay, he did not appreciate it as shukti, but idam jnana is there. This idam jnana, that is the pratyaksha. So without pratyaksha there can be no adhyasa. And now you say without the object being there pratyaksha happens. That is the Shunyavadi. So, you see, there is something that is reflecting light, and therefore you are seeing things. What you see is not what is there. That argument accepts something there. Whereas he says shunyam, there is nothing outside. If there is nothing outside, how can there be pratyaksha? Pratyaksha cannot be there. That's why among these Bauddhavadins, there is a group which accepts only pratyaksha as pramanam. There is another group which accepts pratyaksha and anumana both as pramana. Then there is a third group, my God, these people, they don't accept pratyaksha at all. They accept only anumana as pramana. Because for them, everything is here. Outside, they are pure subjective idealists. So there is nothing outside. That is how they talk. So here the refutation which Shankara points out is that the pratyaksha is the foundation of adhyasa. You see there something, then only adhyasa happens. In a pitch darkness, no adhyasa is there. Therefore, when a pure light is there, full light is there, there is no adhyasa. There is some mandandhakara, they call it. Means the light, inadequate light, mandandhakara. If it is pitch dark, no adhyasa, full light, no adhyasa. So mandandhakara is there. That means the pratyaksha is there, but inhibited or impeded. Not full-blown pratyaksha, it is partly impeded. But pratyaksha is there. And so, without pratyaksha of idam, there is no adhyasa. Therefore, the asati, asataha, adhyasaha, asatkhyati is not acceptable. Then what is that you finally say? So now Shankara says something finally. But before concluding that, just let me see whether I have to say anything other than what is said already. Everything. Now let us say what Shankara says. Sarvathapi tu anyasya anyadharmavabhasatam navyabhicharati. Shankara here, he is adopting a very accommodative stance. So he is saying, okay, different vadis have different ways of explaining the adhyasa, but one thing is commonly accepted by all, that is, there is an erroneous perception, there is an error, adhyasa is there. Even the mimamsakas who do not accept jnanadhyasa, they have to say there is an absence of viveka, somewhere some dosha you have to accept. The anyathakshyativadins have to talk of netra dosha, some dosha they have to point out. That error is there. Therefore, sarvathapi means in any case, whatever may be the argument, this much is basically accepted by all, this much minimum. That is, anyasya anya dharma avabhasata. One, anya means one. Anya means the other one. So, to the one, the appearance of the attributes of the other, in the one, the appearance of the attributes of the other, this is how, this is adhyasa. This much everybody accepts. Nobody can deny that. So there is one, and the attributes of the other are appearing there. Anya dharma avabhasata. So, when he said dharma, it includes dharma adhyasa, dharmi adhyasa. So just to include everything. And it includes jnana adhyasa. Anya means if you take artha, then it becomes artha adhyasa. Anya, anye, anyasmin arthe, anyasya arthasya adhyasa. That is artha adhyasa. Anyasmin jnane, anyasya jnanasya adhyasa. That is anya, jnana adhyasa. So both are covered. So the point is, అన్యస్య అన్యధర్మావభాసత. సో టు ది వన్ ది ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ది అదర్ ఆర్ ఇంప్యూటెడ్ దే అపియర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అధ్యాస నం వ్యభిచరతి. దిస్ మచ్ మినిమం ఈజ్ కామన్ టు ఆల్. ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ ఎట్ ఆల్ దీస్ డెఫినేషన్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది ఎక్స్ప్లనేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ బాడీస్ దిస్ మచ్ మినిమం ఈజ్ కామన్లీ ప్రెసెంట్ నం వ్యభిచరతి. దిస్ డజంట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో పర్టికులర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ వేర్ దిస్ మచ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్. దిస్ మచ్ ఈజ్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ దేర్ ఫార్ వీ కెన్ ప్రొసీడ్ ఆన్ దట్ బేసిస్. అన్యస్య అన్యధర్మావభాసత ఇస్ ది మినిమం ఫర్ అధ్యాస. సో శంకరాస్ అప్రోచ్ ఈజ్ మిథ్యాత్మం అనిర్వచనీయత్వం. సో you cannot establish in any particular fashion, you cannot put it in a fixed category. So you see, the human mind, it wants to put everything in a particular category. This is one important point. Generally we say it is anirvachaniya, ichha is anirvachaniya. So it is a technical word, and you are safe. As long as you say anirvachaniya, you are safe, because you need not define it any further. You have put into a particular description which doesn't demand any further elaboration. So anirvachaniya. But then it is not just a technical jargon that helps me to move away from the topic. It is not like that. There is a practical implication for it. While saying anirvachaniya, there is a practical implication. It is like this. Human mind, it has to define a thing. That is its nature. It has to define, so whatever it sees or it experiences, whatever may be the outside thing or a stimulus, it has to be defined, categorized, put in a pigeon hole, just give a name to it, then the mind is satisfied. Till then the mind is not satisfied. Otherwise, the mind gets bewildered. It doesn't, unless it does all this, it gets bewildered. In fact, I tell you how it is. The mind sees idam. It doesn't categorically see rajatam. It just sees idam only. Samanya jnana. Vishesha jnana is not there. Specific knowledge is not there. Some general knowledge is there. When it sees idam and fails to see rajata, it fails to see shukti also. It fails to see shukti, it fails to see rajata. Then what the mind could do is just leave it open-ended. Like something is there which is not clear what it is. Like that, leave it open-ended. But the mind will never do that. If the mind functions that way, then you will see something there and wait to confirm what it is. You won't jump to conclusion that it is rajata. So, I was discussing with a Mahatma this point. Why not mind function like that? When it sees rope, there is something, and stop there. Idam jnanam, stop there. Don't project the serpent. Why our minds do not function like that? Then the Mahatma told me, if the mind functions like that, then it will not be mind anymore. It will resolve. It will resolve. Because the mind, once it gets an experience, a sense experience, it has to categorize that experience and put it in one of the categories or pigeon holes. It has to put it and put a label to it. Then it will leave it there. Till then it is not satisfied. And then, if this is the logic, if this is true, then the automatic corollary will be, suppose I train the mind in such a way that I do not define anything. I do not categorize anything as anything. Just leave things as open-minded. Like what Sri Krishna says. What he says is, Suhrun mitrar yudasena madhyastha dveshya bandhushu సాధుష్పతిత పాపేషు సమబుద్ధిర్ విశిష్యతే. ఆల్ పాసిబుల్ కేటగిరీస్ ఆర్ పుట్ ఇన్ దట్ సమాస. సో సపోజ్ యు ఆర్ మీటింగ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇన్ గీతా, ఇట్ ఈస్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ప్రాక్టికల్ థింగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది వేదాంత ఇస్ సింథసైజ్డ్ విత్ ప్రాక్టికల్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ గీతా. దేర్ ఫోర్ దేర్ యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ది డిస్కషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శుక్తి రజత అండ్ ఆల్ దట్. యూ జస్ట్ దే ఫైండ్ ఓన్లీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టేకన్, పీపుల్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, హౌ దే ఇంటరాక్ట్ విత్ అదర్ పీపుల్, ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ టేకన్ యాజ్ ఎ డిస్కషన్. సో వీ కమ్ అక్రాస్ ఎ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఐ సీ ఎ పర్సన్. నౌ దేర్ ఆర్ ఎ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ కేటగిరీస్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫిక్స్డ్. So he could be a benefactor, he could be a friend, just a give and take kind of friend, or he could be an adversary, an enemy, or he could be a neutral person, just known to me, hello, hello, like that, ochin, known, nothing more than that, or he could be an altogether unknown person, or he could be a criminal known to me, or he could be a Mahatma known to me. So many possible categories are there, whatever the fixed categories which are very well known in the human interaction, they are mentioned there, 5 or 6 of them. If any few other categories you have to add, you can add. And here is a person who just doesn't put the person in any of these categories. Then in which category he puts? No category. Just look at the person and don't categorize him. Such a person is superior. సమబుద్ధిర్ విశిష్యతే. వాట్ ఈస్ ది సుపీరియారిటీ? యు నో వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఈస్ వెన్ యూ రిఫ్యూజ్ టు యూ ట్రైన్ ది మైండ్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వే దట్ యూ డు నాట్ పుట్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ఎనీ గివెన్ కేటగిరీ, దెన్ స్లోలీ ది కేటగిరీస్ బికమ్ లూజ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ స్ట్రెంగ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ టైమ్. దెన్ ఫోర్ దిస్ నోషన్ దట్ హీజ్ ఎ క్రిమినల్, ఈజ్ ఎ పాపీ, పాప మీన్స్ పాపీ ఇత్యర్థ, అండ్ హీజ్ ఎ పుణ్యాత్మ, హీజ్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్, హీజ్ ఎనిమీ. So these categories, when you do not put people in those categories regularly, then the categories themselves become weak. And they lose their hold on the mind. And first, in the process of training, what happens is, when you see a person and the mind is about to categorize him, you stop the mind. You are alert. And remember Krishna's words and you stop. You don't categorize the person. Then what happens, you know, at that moment, the mind is bewildered. Because it is accustomed to categorization, now it doesn't categorize. It is bewildered. And then it resolves. And there is a shanti in you, peace. Because whenever the mind resolves, the outcome is a shanti, peace and quietude. So when you put the person in a category, there is an agitation in the mind. Whatever category it is, as a kind of movement, enhanced movement. You put him, suppose, you see, he is a criminal, then immediately the movement of the mind becomes enhanced. Or even you say, he is a great Mahatma, or no, I am not saying that you should not respect Mahatma, that is not what I am saying. Suppose you put in the opposite category, what is the opposite of criminal? He is a Punyatma. Then also there is an agitation in the mind, some extra movement, agitation in the sense. Suppose you just don't categorize at all. That means you are sure that this dharma, adharma, at a level they are there, but they are nothing more than part of the mithya world. Therefore these definitions etc. may not be taken that seriously. It is not necessary to go on pushing everybody into some category or the other. You train the mind like that, then that is the state of anirvachaniya. And then slowly, the hold of this world upon you, it will slacken. Because, you know, what you see as world, it is nothing but a web of mental categories. So, and these categories appear to be very real for us. And finally, we end up thinking that all these categories, they really exist outside. So, like that we end up thinking. Therefore, for us, things are black and white. Papa Punyatma, friend enemy. Things are never black and white. This kind of a division is caused by mind. Therefore Shankara, the philosophy, wants us to leave it open. Don't hurry into categorical answers. There are many mantras like that. If you say Katha Upanishad, Kaittha Veda Yatra Saha. Brahman, what is its location, where it is, who knows it? Nobody knows it. Like that, it just leaves it as an open-ended question. In some places, it tries to answer also, but there are any number of occasions where the things are left open-ended, anirvachaniya. So, better to train the mind like that. Let it remain anirvachaniya, because what the mind is going to conclude is a mithya. It is not real. So better the mind doesn't conclude anything. Let us remain, let it remain, let it get bewildered, let it remain undividing and unopposing, and then it resolves, and you are in the peace, and then the truth will emerge. That is the overall significance of saying that it is anirvachaniya. Okay. तथा च लोके अनुभवः. So the adhyasa is there in as a part of our experience. Loke anubhavah vartate. So only this much. Paratra paravabhasah. Anyatra anyavabhasah. That is what he said. Smriti rupah, all those things he dropped just to accommodate everybody. This much is common to everybody, that you see one thing in another thing. Just that much. This other thing came from where, this one thing is it real. Like that, if you go on analyzing it, then you have a half a dozen theories. But just don't analyze anything. Only just to say this much. You end up seeing one thing on another thing. If you say only that much, then it is acceptable to everybody. Because, why not? Tathacha loke anubhavaha. In the society, there are people who have experiences, and this is also part of everyday experience, namely, we see one thing on another thing. So, nobody can deny that part of it. What is the origin of this thing, that thing, like that, then there are so many arguments. So, adhyasa is established by anubhava, that is how he says, loke anubhavaha. Then he gives some examples. Shuktikahi Rajatavadavabhasate. So that is one example. Shuktika means the shell. Avabhasate. Avabhasate means you bear the bhutarthe lat, it is called. Avabhasate is lat, you know. You can, nobody says the shell is appearing to me as silver. Like that nobody says, you know. In present tense, you cannot have adhyasa. So, in present tense, rajatam only will be there. Okay? The shukti, by the time shukti came into the picture, it has become past tense. Therefore, bhutarthe latam. That is how it is. Bhutarthe latam. Means avabhasate sma. Sma means it becomes lit. So, it was appearing like that. Yeah, just an appearing. Instead of saying it is appearing, it was appearing. So, that is how the anubhava. Because eventually, he picks it up and comes to know that it is shell. And then he says, oh, ho, ho, this is shell. It was appearing as the blessed thing appears as, he may say appears, but he only means this much, appeared as rajatam. This is there. So, avabhasate, he doesn't say bhasate. Avabhasate. Means Badha is incorporated as avabhasaha. And then he doesn't say Shuktika Rajatam Bhasate. He doesn't say Rajatavat. That Mithyatva. That what? Because in Veda, wherever the Mithya has to be pointed out, the word Iva is used. What is Iva? What means Iva only? Yatrahi Dvaitamiva Pashyati. Yatrahi dvaitameva pashyati. So that Iva makes it mithya. That is a very well understood principle, and therefore he incorporates that into the drishtanta. Rajatavat avabhasate. What else is there? Okay. Then he gives another example. Ekaschandra sadvitiyavat. That is another example. Ekaschandra sadvitiyavat. Because he gives that example, you know what is the principle? You see, it is not only that you see one object on another, adhyasa is there, but also sometimes you see plurality where it is not there. That is important. You see plurality. Now I tell you how. How many elements are there in this creation? 5 elements are there. Therefore, out of these 5 elements, Rupa, Rupanya, Murta, Murta, Brahmana, Murta, Murta, 3 are Murtas and 2 are Murtas. Therefore, if you rely upon Nayana, you should see only 3. But you end up seeing a number of things. So it is an elaborate trick of the senses and the mind that you see a world. I tell you, this world, appearance of a world, is a deadly and cunning illusion. It is. Brahma is. It's a deadly and cunning illusion. Because you see plurality where there is no plurality. When I say this, you may wonder, what is it that he is talking? So I have an example for you to consider. You stand before the mirror. Now what you see? You see a mirror and you see your reflection. What is there? How many things are there? You have the mirror and you have the reflection also. Really? Really reflection is there? The person is sitting there really? No? Before you see your reflection in the mirror, what are there? Mirror is there, light is there. Light, the light that is falls on the mirror. You just think about it. And you stand before the mirror. And now you see mirror, you see light, you see yourself. Now, this yourself came from where? How it came? Is it there? So, when you see reflection, there is mirror and light. When you do not see reflection, there is mirror and light. Then this reflection came from where? The reflection, the image, is not in the mirror. Please understand, it is not in the mirror. The depth that you see, it is not in the mirror. Mirror has no depth. It is a two-dimensional thing. You see, move behind, it also moves behind. The depth is not in the mirror. The reflection is not in the mirror. The boundary of reflection, the reflection begins here, ends here, like the boundaries are there. And then, once you say boundaries, then hand, leg, all plurality you see. There is no such plurality in the mirror. All that you see in the mirror without being there by an elaborate trick played by the senses and the mind. Please keep in mind. So that is what Shankara is trying to say. Ekaschandra Sadviti Yavata. That is the plurality he has to give an example. So it is said like this. I don't know how far you can experiment yourself. When you look at the moon, you put some water to the eyes. Just make it a little moist and press like this and look. Then you will see 2 moons. For me the problem is not there. If I remove the glasses, I will see 2 moons. So no problem. So, there is this, this is worth mentioning to you. Some of you must have heard, but some of you may not have heard. There is this Nawab Patowdi. Yeah, he is the false ball. So he was the captain of Indian cricket team. He was a good batsman. And one time we won a match against West Indies, etc., Lloyd's team. He was contemporary to Lloyd. So this Nawab Patowdi, what he does is, he has an eyesight problem. He sees 2 things. Especially when the ball is coming, he sees 2 balls. And he hits one of them. Because he cannot hit both balls, you know. So he hits one ball. If he is seeing the right ball, if he is hitting the right ball, it will go to 4. If he is hitting the wrong ball, it will go behind. And therefore, if the bowler, if he knows correctly, the bowler has to bowl to the length. That means he has to attack the stumps. Don't do any mischief, just attack the stumps. He may hit some 2, 3, 4 and get away with it. but sooner or later he will make a mistake and he will see the false ball and hit it. The real ball will go and hit the stump. He was always clean bowled. So this is Nawab Patawde. So two words he sees. How he sees that plurality? So ekas chandra sadviti yavat. So Shankara has put an example so that he can later explain. Because what happens, you are seeing one rajatam in one shukti, whereas the jagat experience is that of many, nana, this. Therefore, if the jagat is unreal, if the adhisthana is real, then that adhisthana must be plural too. So that kind of a problem will come. So adhisthana is not plural. Adhisthana is one without the second. The plural is wrong. That is what Shruti says. Neha nanasti kinchana. Therefore, so the adhyasa will continue in the next class. Om Purnamada, 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 Thank you for your patience.
Tomorrow 5:30 to
7. Tomorrow 5:30 to 7. We'll have a smaller class. I'll close myself. Please come again if you have no other.